This is God and Country Radio with your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. And on today's program, I would like to showcase another injustice in the kingdom of man, and that is inflation. Now, if you're like me, there are all sorts of wrong things in this world that raise the blood pressure. Today, I could talk about corruption in campaign contributions. Of the $20 million spent in New Jersey on the last election, $13 million came from the New Jersey Education Association, the Teachers Union. The NJEA has New Jersey politicians in their pocket. Then there's the federal money wasted on useless grants to universities. Then there's bankruptcy in Medicare and in the Affordable Care Act. There's the Holocaust of abortion. But for today, I would like to showcase the injustice of inflation. But before we look at it, let's remember why God allows the wicked to act wickedly, to murder, to steal, to spread false ideology. Because God is allowing in this physical world a showcasing of the kingdom of Satan. Mankind abandoned God. Man took matters into his own hands. And God is allowing the results to be shown. As God said to Israel in 2 Chronicles 12:8, but they will become his slaves, the slaves of the Pharaoh of Egypt, so they may learn the difference between my service, the service of God, and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. So if you want to serve the devil, then the devil you will serve. It's the only way people learn the lesson that if God is not on the throne, everything goes wrong. Socially, economically, eternally. I used to get angry and upset over the injustices of the world, but now I realize that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who have been called according to his purposes. Rather than being upset, God wants us to realize the good purpose he has in allowing elected leaders to sell the store. And one good purpose is evangelism. Do you see what 70 years living under atheistic communism did for the people of Russia? Do you see the bondage in communist China, in North Korea? Do you see what's happening in our nation now that we have made Christianity illegal in public education? Do you see how social leaders exercise lordship over you? Do you see how you're like a rat running on a wheel, getting nowhere? God is trying to teach you something through all this. If you want to trust man, you want to trust government, if you want to put your hopes in this world, then go ahead. But at least don't be deceived in thinking that you're getting something that you're not. Psalm 118:8, it's better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Psalm 146:3, do not trust in princes, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. So let's talk about this crime of inflation. The Federal Reserve, a private organization that is commissioned by our government to print money, prints enough money to cause 2% inflation per year. The Federal Reserve actually wants there to be 2% inflation. So at the end of 10 years, your dollar is worth about 22% less. Or rather, gasoline will go from $4 a gallon to about $5 a gallon. The same with milk. And rather than a new car costing $30,000, the same car will cost $37,000. The $300,000 home will cost $375,000. Of course, your wages might also go up, but wages usually lag behind inflation by a few years. Now, why would the Federal Reserve and politicians in Washington want to create inflation? Now, first, it should be acknowledged that inflation is caused by Washington policy and nothing else. People will often blame unions for raising wages and that causing inflation. Or people will blame greedy business owners as if they're causing inflation. But inflation is always caused by the government's oversupply of money. Always. On all graphs concerning a country's money supply and the consumer price index, the lines match. workers and businesses only raise prices as a response to government policy. The cost of labor and goods cannot help but increase when the government prints money. Just last week, there was a protest in Buenos Aires because prices were going up. Argentina has an inflation rate of about 30% per year. The government is causing this by printing money. But the supporters of the government made posters with pictures of retail business owners, and under the picture was the caption, "These are the men stealing your salary." And I'm sure many of the common people believe the government, when it's really the government creating the inflation. See, these socialist leaders in Argentina believe that they can print this money and all of the retailers and all of the service providers can keep their prices the same. But it's not the retailer's fault. It's not even their decision. The price of labor and products go up once the government begins to print money. Now, how does inflation work? It's not as if the government sends out a notice to all businesses that says that the money supply is going up by $1 trillion, so raise your prices. What really happens is when the government increases the money supply, money comes easy. Interest rates for money become low, and that causes consumers to demand more products. And when they demand more products, the price of those products begin to go up. It starts with purchases of big commodities like oil futures and farm product futures. But then it works its way down to individual items in the store. Now, it's hard to see how this works, but imagine if there were only 10 people in the world and you gave each $1 million. Well, the guy who bakes bread for a living knows that his neighbor has $1 million and he has $1 million. So he isn't going to spend his time baking bread for his neighbor for just 50 cents. He's going to charge $25 a loaf because in everyone's mind, the value of the dollar has decreased. That's why the suggestion is foolish that if the government just prints $1 million for every American, everyone would be rich. No, they wouldn't, because a new car would then cost $1 million. Money is not wealth. People too often mistake money for being wealth. The stuff we produce is wealth. Money is only a ticket to exchange wealth. Now, back to this original question. Why does the Federal Reserve print more dollars to increase the money supply and hence inflation? The Federal Reserve does need to increase the money supply as the population increases. We need more dollar tickets the more the population grows. Just like you need more tickets for a carnival with 5,000 people than a carnival with only 500 people. But the Federal Reserve prints enough dollars to create 2% inflation. That's their target. Why? Well, number one, so there is not deflation, which is a situation where there is not enough money to go around to do business. From 1929 to 1934, the money supply in America was reduced by one-third, and that choked the economy and sent us into a 20-year depression. The Federal Reserve learned from that lesson, and they never want to see that happen again. So they want to err on the side of inflation rather than deflation. But to do that, the Feds could have a target of a tenth of a point rather than 2 full points. So a second reason why the Fed creates inflation is to keep people buying and investing. With inflation, people are not motivated to hide their money under their mattress. They have to put their money to work to invest it. Because if they hoard it, it loses value. Okay, that's understandable. But economically, is there really harm done by individuals keeping cash? Saving cash doesn't really hurt the economy, because the Feds can always keep enough money in circulation even if some people choose to save cash or gold or cars or houses. Money's simply a medium of exchange. And besides, if an individual wants to save his cash in his mattress, he's earned that money, and it should be worth in 10 years what it was worth when he earned it. The third reason the Fed creates inflation is psychological. Economists and professors call inflation grease for the economy. It gets people to work because it gives people the sense that they're getting ahead. This is the deception factor. You get a raise every year and you think that you're earning more money. But you're not. You're only keeping up with inflation. But it gives you a false sense of progress. I remember an old episode of All in the Family where Archie's union was striking for more money. Finally, the union signed a contract and Archie was boasting of how they got one over on the company. Archie's son-in-law, Meathead, explained to Archie that given the rate of inflation, the workers would actually be earning less money under the new contract. Well, the show ends with Archie going from jubilation to depression. Inflation deceives people. Couple buys a home in 1965 for $35,000, and they sell it in 2014 for $400,000. And they think, look at all the money we have made on our home. But they didn't make any money. $400,000 today is only worth what $35,000 was worth back in 1969. So voters have smartened up and put pressure on politicians, and the IRS passed a law that you can't be taxed on capital gains earned on your home. Because the homeowner really doesn't earn any money once you adjust for inflation. But for second homes, antique cars, businesses, farms, the government will tax those capital gains. You haven't really earned any money, but you're taxed. So through inflation, the government can get income tax off of your fixed assets as if they're earnings. And this brings me to the fourth reason why the Federal Reserve creates inflation. So as to tax the people in a way that is hidden from the public. You often hear that 50% of Americans do not pay federal income tax. Well, they might not on their 1040 forms, but they certainly pay income tax through inflation. Your grocery bill used to be $150 a week. Now it's $250 a week. Part of that $100 increase is a tax paid to the government. Your gas bill went from $100 a month to $300 a month. That is a government tax. You see, the government brings in $2.3 trillion a year in revenue, but it spends $3.6 trillion. Where does the government get the money to make up that difference? The government issues debt certificates, which has the effect of increasing the money supply, and the Federal Reserve prints money to cover the difference. It's more complicated than that, but that's a simple explanation. Politicians love inflation because it's a way to spend more on government largesse without having to raise taxes. What politician wants to have on his record that he raised taxes? Politicians are rewarded for keeping taxes down and by keeping government spending up. And according to motivational theory, people will do what they're rewarded to do. And so politicians will figure out a way to spend more government money, but not raise your taxes. And they can do that by printing money to cover government expenses. Many countries in the world have a serious problem with inflation. Venezuela has an inflation rate of 56% per year. Brazil's inflation rate is between 6 and 9%. In India, a car costs 1 million rupees. Why? Because the government continually prints money to pay government expenses, to pay bureaucrat salaries. You see, when you live in a depressed country, it's very hard to collect taxes. The honor system like we have here in America doesn't work. That is a system where everyone discloses to the government what they earned on 1040 forms. These countries can't raise money that way, so they print money to pay government employees, and that creates runaway inflation. It's a way of taxing everyone without bothering to go through all the expense of having an IRS. Now, in America, we have the Federal Reserve System, a private consortium of banks that creates the money supply so that politicians can't get their hands on the money printing presses. But politicians in America can make the Federal Reserve print money because the Federal Reserve is given a mandate to keep the American economy stable. The politicians run up government debt. This causes destabilization and the risk of default. So the Federal Reserve says, well, we can't allow this debt to get too high, so let's print money to buy down the debt. The debt is decreased, but we all get inflation. And so the American people pay for all government expenditures. It's not as if the government spends $3.6 trillion and the public is only taxed $2.3 trillion. Every dollar the government spends is taken from the public in some way. But by the means of inflation, it is hidden from the public. Do you get all this? The point is, should the government be involved in deceiving the people in order to achieve certain economic results? A Christian government, one that operates on biblical truth, would never do this to the people because the scriptures condemn this kind of behavior by governments. It's all bound up in the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal, and the biblical laws concerning equal measure. Leviticus 19:35, you shall do no wrong in judgment, in measurement of weight or capacity. You shall have just balances, just weights. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy 25:13, you shall not have in your bag differing weights, a large and a small. You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a full and just weight. You shall have a full and just measure, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. For everyone who does these things, everyone who acts unjustly, is an abomination to the Lord your God. The point here is that a dollar needs to be worth a dollar, and the government shouldn't be printing dollars out the back door to secretly decrease the value of your dollar. Proverbs 11:1, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Proverbs 16:11, a just balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his concern. Proverbs 20:10, differing weights and differing measures, both of them are an abomination to the Lord. Then we have the prophets of the Old Testament, who spoke against those who make their living not off of producing real goods and services for others, but by cheating the system. Amos chapter 8, verse 5, to make the bushel smaller and the shekel bigger, and to cheat with dishonest scales. Micah chapter 6, verse 11, can I justify wicked scales and a bag of deceptive weights? For the rich men of the city are full of violence. Her residents speak lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. You see in that verse how deceit is connected to being dishonest in economic valuation. Inflation favors the bureaucratic leisure class that has the power to print money so that people will produce real goods for them without them having to do or make anything. It's no different than if you or I had a counterfeit money machine in our basement. All we had to do is print money, and all of the honest working people would make for us everything we need. And all we had to do was give them a piece of paper with pictures of dead presidents. See, the four reasons I listed for the Federal Reserve printing money are all sophisticated justifications for cheating the system. Once people have sophisticated explanations, they no longer see it as a sin, but it's still a sin. Now, what are the bad results? When there is cheating, there are always bad results. It hurts savings, it hurts the poor, it hurts the work incentive in America. There are disincentives to do business. Whatever short-term gains we get from inflation, we pay the price with less economic activity. And the bad results are always greater than whatever perceived benefits is gained by cheating. So that even though inflation gives people a false sense of wealth, if we never had inflation, our nation would actually be more wealthy than it is today. Just like the government borrowing money. If our government never borrowed money in the first place, we'd have more government services today, not less. The interest alone on our current debt is about what we spend on the U.S. military. So that if we never borrowed a dime, but saved, it would be like having a free military. Now, you know how this works in your personal finances. The great conservative economist Milton Friedman compared inflation to alcoholism. When you get drunk, you get short-term pleasure, but long-term harm. But when you get off of alcoholism, you get short-term discomfort, but long-term health. This is the way sin works. When you sin, you always get short-term pleasure, but long-term bad consequences. But when you choose to do right, you will have short-term negative consequences, but in the long term, you're going to be blessed. God has built into the universe a lag between cause and result. And I suppose that this lag is there to test people's faith and their motives. But it's uncanny how there is a relationship between morality and economic behavior. So that this crime of inflation, this handling of money in an unjust way, is a spiritual problem in our country. Since our nation, our people, and our politicians have become ungodly, they no longer live for eternal principles or long-term results, but they live for short-term pleasure. So they take drugs, they live immoral, they spend money without caring about the consequences tomorrow. This is a mark of ungodliness. We will experience long-term punishing consequences because of the unprecedented printing of money over the last few years. It's given nice titles, monetizing the debt, quantitative easing, but it's nothing more than money printing. And the results will be serious inflation, so that the American people, through inflation, will pay for every cent that the government has spent. Now, if you follow financial news, you know that the big question is this. Where is the inflation? How come the Obama administration is running up these huge deficits and increasing the money supply, and we're not having inflation like we had in the 1970s? Now, some say the government is cooking the books so that the public doesn't know there is inflation. Well, maybe a little, but inflation is not something that the government can hide. There are four possible explanations. I hope this will not be too boring for you, but let me go through them. First, this gets kind of complicated, but the feds have created a new trick for monetizing the debt without increasing the money supply. Banks are now being paid interest to hold money in reserve with the federal government so that the banks are not putting the new money into the economy. In 2008, the banks had $2 billion on reserve with the feds. Now that interest is being paid on reserves, in 2014, the banks have $1.8 trillion on reserve with the feds. And why not? The banks can now make money from the government with no risk. Why lend money to the public when you can lend it to the federal government? So the debt that is monetized is not in circulation. Number two, some attribute the lack of serious inflation to the depressed economy. When the economy is depressed, the time lag between the money supply increasing and the consumer price index increasing can be 4 to 5 years. People just aren't buying, and that's keeping prices down. A third analysis is that inflation is being mitigated by the deflationary effect of an aging population. After age 46, people naturally buy less stuff. The peak buying age of the baby boom generation was 2007. So that what we will see over the next 20 years is economic stagnation. All the stimulus programs of the government cannot get an aging America to boost the economy. This is Harry Dent's theory called the demographic cliff. A fourth explanation is the oil boom in America. Since real wealth is being pumped out of the ground, it is gobbling up, sort of, the increased money supply. Well, inflation may be delayed for a time, but it is an undeniable fact of economics that if the money supply is increased, the CPI index will rise identically to the money supply line. But let me conclude with the spiritual lesson we should take from this. Our government's cheating the system. As we read in Haggai chapter 1, verse 6, he who earns wages to put it into a purse with holes. If you think this world is going to treat you right, then you're not too smart. You're like the rich fool in Luke chapter 12, who builds larger barns to store his wealth and says, I have many goods laid up for many years. Come, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God says to him, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you. The riches of this world are fleeting and temporary. And they are made even more so by the corrupt, unjust practices of the government. Inflation is a reminder or a reinforcement of our Lord's words. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And we can add to this verse that the thief that breaks in and steals is the government itself because of inflationary policies. The money you put in the bank decreases in value every year, and the bank doesn't even pay you enough to keep up with inflation. You know, if you are diligent enough to save $1,000 a month, which is a good chunk of change, at the end of 10 years, you might have $130,000. But in the year 2024, $130,000 will only be worth $90,000, maybe even less. A dollar today is only worth 10 cents of a 1970 dollar. A dollar today is only worth 50 cents of a 1980 dollar. So you can expect the same to be in the future. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't save for the future. Of course you should save for your retirement and unexpected troubles. But don't get too excited about it. Put some money aside out of duty, but don't be like so many people that put their hope in their nest egg. Proverbs 23, do not weary yourself to gain wealth. Cease from your consideration of it. When you set your eyes on it, it's gone. For wealth certainly makes itself wings, like an eagle, it flies toward the heavens. So therefore, listen to our Lord, and invest your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in or steal. And besides, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The solution is not to buy gold or to have a Swiss bank account or to have a hideaway in the mountains. The solution is to seek His kingdom, and all of these things will be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you His kingdom. Make for yourselves money belts, which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near nor moth destroys. Luke 12:31. So I recommend that you invest your money by supporting a missionary every month. $25, $50, $100. Take care of your local church, but also be personally involved in some outreach program. Then you will have true treasures, an investment that nobody can take from you. And don't be sucked into the money game of the world, because the world is going to put the carrot before you, but you'll never be able to get that carrot. So in summation, inflation is just another injustice showcasing the kingdom of man, and it should lead everyone listening today to put their hope and their future in the kingdom of God. A number of years ago, a financial institution had commercials numbering why you should go with their services. They would say reason number 19 or reason number 15 why you should choose their financial service. Well, let's put inflation as reason number 132, why you should choose to come to Christ and live for the kingdom of God. You've been listening to God and Country Radio? You can listen to this program again or contact us through our website, godandcountryradio.org. If you email us, we will put you on our email list, and we will send you a one-paragraph synopsis of the content of the upcoming program. You know, I know with all the information overload today, you may not have time to listen to each program, but with the synopsis, you know what teaching is available. So go to the website, godandcountryradio.org. Send us an email and we will send out to you our weekly synopsis. Thank you for making God and Country a part of your weekly discipleship. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for providing for those who turn to you a kingdom of justice, a kingdom that will not fail, an unfailing treasure in heaven. If anyone listening today has been deceived by this world, open their eyes and draw them to faith and repentance in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.